Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm glad you're making Bible Strong a part of your day. I'm going to start us off with a gold nugget. I found it in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 36. Jesus himself said, "If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Free. Jesus is telling us that if he sets us free, we are indeed free. Free from sin's power and guilt. Free from bondage and slavery. Free from satanic and demonic authority. Free from shame. Free from the opinions of others and obligations and expectations. Such freedom is motivated by unconditional love of the Master. When the grace of Christ is fully awake in our life, we find that we no longer do something due to fear or out of shame or because of guilt. We're doing it because of love. The fear of performing in order to please someone is over. Over forever. This freedom that Christ gives us is the freedom to do something else. We are free to enjoy the rights and the privileges of being out from under slavery and allowing others also this such freedom. It's freedom to experience and enjoy a new kind of power that only Christ can bring. It is freedom to become all that God intended for us to be. Regardless of how he leads others, I can be me, fully free. It is freedom to know him in an independent and personal way. And that freedom is released to others so they can be what God intended for them to be, which is different from me. You see, God isn't stamping out little cookie-cutter Christians across the world so that we all think alike, look alike, sound alike, and behave alike. The body has variety. We were never meant to have the same temperament or use the same vocabulary and wear the same smile or dress the same way or carry on the same ministry. We are to be what God wants us to be. And you can be that because you have been set free by Christ himself. Enjoy your freedom. Scoot up your chair and lean in. Welcome to this lesson today. I'm going to be reading from Luke chapter 5. I begin with verse 1 and read down to verse 9. Are you ready to be astonished? Are you ready to be amazed? If so, tune your ear in to what I am about to read to you. In verse 1, the Bible says, "It came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left off speaking, he said to Simon, 'Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draw.' And Simon answering said to him, 'Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net.' And when they had this done, They enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their nets broke. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they did, and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knee, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draw of the fishes which they had taken. They were astonished. When I read this, I was astonished. Everybody that reads this are astonished. The verse I want to hone in on is verse 5, and only four words of verse 5. Nevertheless, at thy word, our Lord Jesus Christ had preached a sermon to the multitudes while he was sitting down in Peter's boat. After the people had gone, he had a private message for Simon. He said to him, Launch out into the deep and let your nets down for a draw. Our Lord's lessons to the general public were all full of blessing teachings, but his private talk to his intimate acquaintance were even more helpful and precious. There were many great truths which he proclaimed to the many, but the choice things he reserved for the few. Many parables which he addressed to the crowd, he explained only to his own disciples. And many things which he never said to the crowd at all, because they could not understand it, and it would probably have been like casting pearls before swine. These things he whispered in the ears of his disciples. And so it was with Simon Peter at this time. There was the sermon to the multitude first, and after the sermon, this word to Peter about launching out into the deep. I would like to say this, my friend, you who love the Lord, always look for the private message after the public sermon. Watch for the sweet word which your master is always willing to speak. And do not be satisfied unless you hear it. If the message that he gives you be a precept or a command, like the one he gave to Simon to let down his net, be careful that you obey at once. Do not be negligent of the special voice of God in your own heart and conscience, for God intends thereby to bestow a great blessing upon you, even as he did upon Simon, whose boat was filled with the fish almost to sinking. If you give heed to that special private word of your Lord to your own heart and soul, many boatloads of blessings will come your way. It will be like a net breaking, ship sinking load of benefits, of which, if you do not obey, you will never receive. Peter, being exhorted to launch out into the deep and to let down his net for a draw, reasoned that, according to the ordinary course of events, it would have been of little use to do so, because he and his friends had toiled hard with their nets all through the night, yet had not caught anything. And he told the Lord so. He wasn't questioning the Lord. He was just stating the facts. And then he added, Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. These four words, nevertheless, at your word, furnish me with a topic First, the Word of Christ is our supreme rule. Time and time again, I have spoken to you about the precious blood of Christ that cleanses us from all sin, and about the blessings that Jesus brings to you when he becomes your Savior. But I am bound also to remind everyone everywhere who profess to have believed on him and to have become his disciple that you must not own him as your Master and Lord, but you must also do whatsoever he asks you. Faith must obey the Savior's will as well as trust in his grace. The moment we become Christians, we become his servants to obey all his commandments. It is incumbent upon us to search the scriptures that we may know what our Lord's will is. To fail to search those scriptures is an act of disobedience. To neglect this search by refusing to learn what the will of the Lord is, the sin of ignorance becomes willful because we do not use the means by which we might receive instructions. Every servant of Christ is bound to know what he is to do. The Christian's business is first of all to learn Christ's will, and secondly, to do it. I'm going to stop the lesson right here. Tomorrow, we'll get into some areas of God's Word that we find difficult to obey. It just seems to cut across the grain. It just doesn't seem to sit well with us. Nonetheless, at His Word, we will do it.